Syria's President Bashar al-Assad met yesterday with a Democratic senator from the United States. He's Senator Bill Nelson from Florida. He met with President Assad despite the State Department's efforts to discourage him from holding that meeting. And the meeting comes just after the Iraq Study Group recommended closer ties between the United States and Syria. Senator Nelson is now in Beirut, Lebanon. Senator, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
How were you received by the Syrian government?
With some degree of distance and aloofness, which is clearly the way I approached the meeting as well. I wanted to be deadly serious about these issues of Lebanon and Hamas and Hezbollah, Syria's support undermining the interests of the United States. But we at least had some common interest expressed. I left the meeting with President Assad saying that he wanted to cooperate with the Americans and or the Iraqi army on control of the Iraqi-Syria border.
Senator, we mentioned that your visit comes after this report suggesting that the United States cooperate more closely with Syria. The administration has dismissed that proposal and also said they wished you hadn't taken your trip. Are you going around the administration here?
Well, the Baker-Hamilton report did not say cooperate with Syria. The Baker-Hamilton report follows Jim Baker's admonition that you ought to talk to your enemies to see if there's any common ground that would be in the interest of America. If President Assad is, in fact, truthful about wanting to control the border, it helps him because he's got a big refugee problem flowing into Syria. It helps him also because he wants a pipeline out of Iraq through Syria to the Mediterranean. But it certainly helps us in stopping the jihadists and all the other foreign fighters going in to Iraq and undermining our efforts there.
What do you think Syria wants in return?
It's not clear. I think that the United States clearly will not deal on anything having to do with Lebanon. The U.S. and I, as a senator, vigorously support the Senora government in Lebanon, which is a fledging democracy that the Syrians are trying to undermine. We're not going to give on anything like that.
And, Senator, while you've been away from the country, one of your colleagues, Democratic colleagues, Tim Johnson of South Dakota, has been hospitalized, as you may know. How closely are you and your colleagues following news like that, which could be quite significant depending on his condition?
Very much so. I'm following it, and I've already said a little prayer for Tim and took some comfort in the first news reports that would indicate that it was not a stroke, nor was it a heart attack.
Then you just keep waiting for news.
And hopefully that news will continue to be good news.
Bill Nelson is a Democratic senator from Florida. He's just returned from a visit to Syria. He's now in Beirut. Senator, thanks very much.
Have a great day.